A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Today, the church celebrates the feast of the two great apostles, Peter and Paul. Peter is hand-selected by Jesus, and Paul is selected after the ascension of Jesus. And that, of course, is a source of some dispute among the early church leaders, since he did not personally follow Jesus around in his public ministry. But nevertheless, Jesus personally chose Paul. And where was Paul going? To persecute the church that Jesus had founded. And Jesus says, "Why are you persecuting me?" Now, why are you persecuting my people? Because Jesus makes no distinction. The church is where you will find Jesus. And Jesus is where you will find the church. It's simple and life-giving, is that? When Peter and Paul eventually wind up in Rome, they are martyred within several years of each other. Paul, by decapitation outside the walls, as a Roman citizen, he would not meet the same fate as Peter, a Jew, not a Roman citizen, who was crucified on the Vatican Hill, upside down by his own request, because he was not worthy to die the same way his Lord and Master had died. Peter, to whom the keys of the kingdom of heaven are given, Peter, who the binding and loosing of sin has been given to him, a fisherman, a simple man, strong-willed yet and impulsive, yet chosen by Jesus, and that made all the difference. He answers correctly, "Who do you say that I am? You are the anointed one. You are the Holy One of God. You are the Messiah. You are, by implication, God in our midst." Not what others were speculating about, but who do you, Peter, Simon Peter, say? Henceforth your name will be Rock, Petrus, Rock. And I will build a church upon you, O fishermen of Galilee, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. No, the church will bear down the gates of hell. After his ascension, Jesus has broken down the gates of hell. The cross is the battering ram which breaks open the gates of hell. And Satan is defeated unequivocally. He is defeated. The loosing and binding of sin implies that Jesus is acting directly through his church. Not as a proxy, but actually an embodiment and presence of Christ. And that embodiment reaches its peak in the most blessed sacrament, where Jesus comes not as a man in that sense, but as bread and wine, enfleshed, embodied, yes, glorified, yes, risen, yes, living, yes, but humbled in the most ordinary things. And so he chooses this fisherman, this Peter, upon whose trembling shoulders, unreliable shoulders, which are not strengthened until the coming of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, it is Peter who will go out and preach. And it is Paul, chosen second hand, so to speak, who is set on fire and goes out into the world. The two of them are brothers in the faith. They die in the same place and almost at the same time. And by that action, the very city of Rome is made a sacred place. For the church has a structure. The church has a time and a place. It is the embodiment of Jesus. And as Jesus chose these men to embody him in this world, so he chooses each one of us. But we must answer to him, "Who do you say I am?" And if he is indeed, not only by your words, but by your life, proclaimed to be Lord and Master, the Christ, the living Son of God, then the church will be present with you, in you, and through you. For the body of Christ endures to the end of time. Amen.